How's it going, people? Welcome back to the channel and welcome back to the Big Six. Another big weekend of football just gone. We're going to discuss everything, but before we do, like on Friday with Cams, big up Cams, we've got a debut today. Man, like James Redmond in the building. What are you saying, bro?
Yes, now, boy. It's easy. Yes, now. Hey, and do you know what I love about this? Every single person on this show, I consider a brother. So thank you, first of all, Turkish, for getting us on the show. I was just telling Steve that I haven't done a show with him yet and that I absolutely love his balls. Yeah, mate, Steve, you are a sick man. Matisse, top member. Matisse,
you can slap
Matisse,
it,
our
man.
First show is way too old with you, Matisse. And
finally.
Saeed, I'm cooking you today. And you know that I'm cooking you today, brother. You know that I've got a nice special plate ready for you.
Listen, I can only learn from the best, so, you know, give it to me.
Let's go. Nah, it's like, man, and shout out to all of viewers as well.
Yeah, come on. And people, I'm sure you know James already, but if you don't, his, channel link and all of that's in the description below. So make sure throughout
this episode,
you lot subscribe. I'm going to remind you to do that, but make sure you lot subscribe. Show support to every single one of us here. And this is James's first time for showing some love as well. And like on Friday, Cam's very different to Saeed. James is very different to Grizz. And I think you can already tell that already with his, you know, cooking of Saeed pending.
I am ready, Turkish. I am ready, my brother. Don't be worried about it.
Where do we start? It's hard not to start with Matisse and Toby. It's hard not to start there. You can roll your eyes.
Look at his face.
You can roll your eyes. Your striker's in the mud. Your team's lost to Matisse, talk to me, man.
Oh, man. Do you know what? Yeah, I think because I was in a space yesterday on Twitter and they said to me, and I was thinking to myself as well, it's like, cook Toby. And I was like, I don't want to cook Toby. Toby's been nice to me the opening game weeks, maybe because Tottenham's been winning. I don't know what it's been about. And then obviously came on my channel yesterday. But I'm thinking, did Toby come on my channel to butter me up the day before Big Six? So I wouldn't cook him today. I don't know. But yeah, you know I'm saying. But one thing I will say is, my team did not play very well in the first half. So to come away from that stadium with a 3-0 win after the first half that we put in, where we created no chances, we had no shots on target for the first time in Tuchel's tenure. We had no shots on target in the first half. To come away with a 3-0 win, that is mad. And I can only put that partly down to the substitution that he made to bring on Kante, which was fantastic to take off Mount. You know, Southgate, Lampard, even Tuchel, they've used Mount heavily to do that. You know, you've got big kahunas to be taken off Mount as a Chelsea manager at halftime. But he pulled him off, brought on Kante, changed the game a little bit. But partly, obviously, because Tottenham were, you know, in the second half, they just collapsed. I don't know what happened to them. They couldn't get their foot back in the game. They had a really good first half. I thought it was quite level with us first half. So I don't know, man. Toby, I'm sure, is not going to be saying too much niceties here. But for me, I'm just happy to get out of North London with 6 points in the start of the season. It's our part of London now. You see, North, that belongs to us. I appreciate the 6 points, brothers. I really do. You're pissed. Toby.
What do you want me to say? What do you want to say?
Toby, do you want some ice for that burn, motherfucker?
He ain't burning, yeah? He's bleeding. Bleeding. Because Toby said to everybody, first 3 weeks, 9 points, he said, listen, don't be fooled by this. Look at the underlying statistics. Look at the way we're playing. And all the Tottenham supporters were like, no, don't be negative. We've got 9 points. And now, a couple weeks later, you know, you got a negative goal difference. It's a bit mad. Back-to-back 3-0 defeat. So, long day.
Only team in the top half with, like, a negative goal difference. Only one goal scored from open play all season. But it's fine. Nah, it's just me being negative. Oh, Nuno, give him time. It's just, as I said, I tweeted it yesterday. The club, they're a walking contradiction. And before this, Steve said, I'm going to stay to the stream. I don't want us to be speaking about Spurs for 45 minutes. I echo your thoughts exactly. I don't want to speak about this shit team for most of this show. Like, Chelsea deserve all the praise because they're top and they won 3-0. So let's try and direct all the traffic to them. I don't care about this shit ass team. That first half was probably the best we've played all season in possession, and we barely created anything. We created like what, like one clean chance with Son in 45 minutes. And then the one thing that other Spurs fans have been saying is, what happens when this team, this Spurs team, goes down? Like, what happens when they face like the smallest bit of adversity? And you see it, like, we crumbled. Fair enough, the first goal, it's a set piece, sloppy defending, but listen, it happens, yeah? Second goal, they get a bit of luck, deflecting or whatever. But what's concerned me the most was how they were able to just dick all over us in the second half. Like, Matisse said it there, they didn't even play that well in the first half. And then the second half, it was one-way traffic. And you're just thinking, how does it go from how we played in the first half to getting hammered 3-0 and then even saying to yourself, oh, fuck, we got lucky there. It could have been 5-0, 6-0, 7-0. Like, it genuinely could have been. Like, they were just going and going and going and going. I just felt sorry for our defenders. I felt our defenders, to a man, they didn't perform that badly. Like, I felt like our defenders gave as good as they got, but they just couldn't withstand the pressure that Chelsea were putting. And Lloris, pressure burst pipes. Lloris, I thought he was excellent, and he conceded 3 goals.
The thing is, right, is our attackers didn't play well. The front three weren't dangerous at all, but the defence, I have to speak on our defence, because all great titles were won by a strong defence, a strong foundation. You look at Man City, you know, Diaz last season with Stones, Company back in the day, Liverpool as well, Van Dijk. You know, and now our three at the back under Conte. Our defence is nuts. Like, our defence is actually on another level right now. They're moving brazy. Do you know what I mean? They're getting assists. They're scoring goals. They're keeping clean sheets. No goals conceded this season in open play from Chelsea. I'm still saying it every week when I come on the show. I'm still saying it.
Matisse, if it weren't for Reece James putting his hands out, then we would have scored an open play goal, just to let you know, my mate.
Cause didn't happen.
Because I heard you say, oh, you only scored a penalty. Well, it wasn't being a goal anyway, and it wasn't being Sadio Mane scoring it.
You learn from the best with Suarez. You put your hand up, do you know what I mean? You stop what has to be stopped, and you keep it moving.
You gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Let me ask a question to Toby. Toby, I want to know, yeah, should Tottenham go in for a striker in January? Because your only striker is playing in the halfway line. So maybe Tottenham need a striker in January, because
Harry Kane, mate. Told you this was going to happen.
What is going on with Harry Kane? Like, seriously, what's going on with Harry Kane, man?
Tottenham has ruined that guy's life. I told you, the guy will be doing after dinner speeches in 20 years, telling it how Tottenham ruined his life. I'll be playing with ease at the local, and he'll be talking about what the great days at Spurs, of what they turned down City's bid, and they could have won trophies and all that, but...
I think with Harry Kane,
at least you saved 100 million, innit? At least you've got that in the bank, and you know what I mean? At least you didn't take this bad money.
I said some sarcasm here.
Just an inch, yeah. You know what I mean?
You shouldn't have taken 100 million, though. But anyway, I think with Harry Kane, it's a slap in the face to us, because this is twice now. So first, it was, oh, Harry Kane will never be the type to skip training and stuff like that. He skips training. And then we're like, oh, okay, no, he hasn't got his move. But Harry Kane he'll never be the type to down tools and stuff like that. And I'm not trying to put it all down to him not getting his move, because he could just be playing shit. Like, he could legitimately just be playing crap. But it's just, like, it seems like that he doesn't even care. Like, body language speaks about a thousand words, and he's playing like he doesn't care. He doesn't give a shit, bro. Yesterday, he was, I don't even know why the fuck Nuno put this guy left wing. I didn't really get that. Probably one of the only confusing things that I saw from an otherwise decent tactical showing in the first half from Nuno. But the guy was playing left wing, and then he just didn't want to get involved in play, and he's just going deeper and deeper and deeper. And I'm like, family, we need a goal, bro. We need to pop off shots at goal. They're playing Kepa. You know what happened the last time Kepa played at home against Spurs? You scored. Harry Kane literally scored from like 25 yards, because Kepa isn't good at saving shots. And yet, a keeper who isn't good at saving shots yet, we're only able to muster one attempt on target in 45 minutes. It's just, it's poor. And the Kane thing is actually pissing me off now, because, like, what he's doing now achieves nothing, bro. Like, you playing shit, it's not going to change anything. He's not going anywhere until January at the latest. And even in January, we're not going to sell him midway through the season. Yeah, you didn't get your move. Life sucks. So what? Get on with it.
No, it's magic.
Play your football and get your move next summer, bro.
I know we're going to talk about City, but City desperately needs something. Tottenham desperately needs something. You know what I mean? Maybe. No, I'm being serious though, man. Even though I don't want him to go City anyway, but it's just something needs to give, because Tottenham, have they been playing as because you've got results, have you? You got 9 points, but then you weren't playing well, were you? And then now it's almost caught up to Tottenham now, where you're taking off Ndombele 60 minutes in and you bring in Skip. And then he brings on Sanchez, you know what I mean, to take off Romero. And I'm just like, what is like?
Their bench was actually disgusting. Like, I nearly threw up when I read it out. Like, I was reading out my watch along, it was dirt. Dirt. Do you know what I mean?
Bro, Matisse, what did I say on channel yesterday? We had fucking 16 or 17 year old
Scarlet.
He's not even, bro. This
sounds
guy
like a name from like Wizards of Waverly Place or something back in the day. Yeah, Disney Channel. Like, just
he don't even start. He don't even start in the Conference League. And he's
I don't recognize
there.
Him because you said he was like 17, isn't it?
He's like 17 years old, bro. And
one for
and,
the future. One for the future.
Yeah, of course he's one for the future. But he's on our bench now against one of the most informed sides on the planet, the European champions. Are you kidding me? Chelsea bring on Kante, who changes the game completely for them. He was fucking quality, by the way.
He was insane.
Yeah, he dominated the midfield when he came on. And we're bringing on Oliver Skip and Brian Hill. And then, bro, we're bringing on kids. We're bringing on kids to beat the European champions. Can you imagine? So, in a way, I almost felt a bit sorry for Nuno in terms of what he had to sort of bring on. But my opinion on Nuno has never changed. The concerns I had before he got the job are the same concerns I have now. Are you the manager that gets the maximum out of a not-so-great squad? Are you the manager that gets Spurs playing on the front foot? No, that's not you. That's not what you do well. That's not what you specialise in. What you do specialise in is what I've seen. Defensively, we've improved, and our shape out of possessions has improved, and our pressing has improved. These are things that this guy's good at. But when it comes to setting up a team positively, playing a fluid brand of football, this ain't his MO. So when we now have this manager who contradicts what the clubs will say, what the clubs like key figures were saying this summer about Spurs going to back to fancy, fluid, entertaining core values, it's all nonsense. The club are a walking fucking contradiction, and everything that they're seeing now, they're reaping their rewards for bad decisions, bad investment, just bad everything over the last couple of years. Two successive 3-0 defeats. And in both 3-0 defeats, in one game we were totally awful, and in the other one we had a horrible 45 minutes. People will look at injuries and say, oh no, but he's had so many players. Bro, it doesn't matter, because we were playing shit even when he had all the players fit. We were playing crap.
You see what they've done to this man?
Yeah,
look at him.
I know, man.
Last week he was drinking black coffee, two sugars.
Toby, I'm only ever a text away. My mate, I'm a Liverpool fan, so like, you know, we beat you in the Champions League final. I don't hate you. You know what I mean? I do not hate you. It's fine. It's fine. So I'm a text away.
We got a couple of super chats I want to read out before they do leave the screen. Strictly Football says, I think the pennies dropped for Kane, that all his efforts at Spurs will be for nothing, essentially. How can you really care after that? And Gabriel says, City won't go back for Kane next season. He will flop this year, end up at Leicester to replace Vardy.
Wow.
About that, but I don't know about Kane. Well, Steve, what's your thoughts about Kane? Do you want to go back in for him?
Well, we definitely need someone, you know. I said, you got to trust the manager. If he makes a decision and says, we don't need one, you got to back the manager. But in my opinion, we need someone. But like you say, it's a weird one. The transfer whole window just went weird. With Messi all of a sudden doing one to Paris. Ronaldo comes back. Lukaku goes back. So it just went mad. And I don't know what's happened. I think something's happened, me, because Pep, to me, looks a little bit pissed off. And I think he's been told for the first time probably ever that he ain't having the player he wants. Whether City's gone in for him or Tottenham's not negotiated, I think he's not got either Kane or Messi, and I think he's just seen his arse a little bit. But My opinion on Kane with Tottenham, what I was saying with Toby is like, you know, would you take the money and strengthen your squad elsewhere? Or are you keeping hold of Kane? And I think they've kept hold of him too long. I mean, it could have gone the other way. Let's just, he could be having a mad season now, smashing them in, and then it looks like they've kept him and all's good. But it just so happens that he is looking a shadow of his former self. So the fans are always, I said this, as soon as he puts a stinker in, the fans will be on him. His heart's not in the club. If he carried on scoring goals, it'd be like, Harry Kane's back, he's Tottenham through and through. So the guy can't win. But at the end of the day, he's come out and said he's staying and all that. I just think Tottenham are in for one of them seasons like they have done for the last 4 or 5 years where they're just existing. There's nothing there. I don't know. It's just existing. They beat City. They've all got the little flags out in the street. It was like Notting Hill Carnival when they beat City, mate. They were dancing in the street, discoing. I went in a few boozers. I've never heard tunes like it, mate. I thought it was in the fucking 80s. And then Toby's back on suicide watch. The pina colada's in the cupboard. And the dressing gown's coming out.
It's Mirinda now. It's Mirinda.
You know what I mean? Madman. But listen, just to touch on that game.
You got Marley's there, Toby.
Kante coming on, change the game. Big part of the game.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But Chelsea look the real deal. You can't say they don't. They look strong all over the park. The bench was solid. Lukaku gives them a different, totally different level from last year. Last year was a bit, and obviously you got Werner and I think people getting on his case. He was missing a lot of chances, but Lukaku gets them chances and he scores them. You know what I mean? He just looks dangerous. But I mean, we've got him on Saturday, so I'd hate to say I'm bouncing and I'm looking forward to it, but not.
You're going in humble this time, right? Because Tuchel's got Pep's number.
I've been in the firing squad.
But the national insurance number, NHS number, address, the whole lot.
You know, come Friday night, Steve's going to be just...
Yeah.
100%.
Definitely. Yeah.
Big up T with the super chat. I'm gonna get James to answer this one when we move on to Liverpool, just not to ruin the flow of it. But I've got it there in the background, so when I need to get to it, I will get to it. Matisse, what's that? Arsenal, Liverpool, and Tottenham away, and that's seven points out of nine.
Yeah, that's why I'm so impressed, because we're sitting joint top after playing those teams that you've listed. We've got Man City on the weekend. If we get through that, with hopefully a win as well. Which would be great. Then we've literally played nearly all of our difficult fixtures, and we've still got, you know, the rest of the half of the first part of the season to go before we meet them again. So it's been a mad start. I have to give mad credit to Thiago Silva as well. The man's aging like fine wine.
He's
36 years old.
He's a joke.
Man. He is
second best centre back in the league for sure.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. He's the definition of a Rolls Royce defender. Listen, Saeed, there's no settling down, nothing. Listen, this brother. You would love him at your club, I'm telling you.
We're good, man.
He doesn't need the speed. It's the positioning, the awareness, the anticipation, the passing range, the goal. Complete
tenacity. Goal. Just his tenacity to still want to win. That's it. Mm. Thiago Silva is exactly what Chelsea needed. And I know that, you know, it might not look like that under Frank Lampard, but he was exactly what they needed, mate. Mm. Honestly, top centre back.
I think even when Chelsea were faltering, I think he was the one centre-back constantly. I said, yeah, you know what? This guy is, like, he's quality. When Chelsea signed him on a free transfer last season, I was telling man, quality business. And even in the first half yesterday, Chelsea didn't play well. Like, Jorginho is getting pressed. Kovacic was getting pressed. Azpilicueta was getting pressed. Alonso was getting pressed, et cetera, et cetera. I think really and truly, the only people that looked the most comfortable were the three centre-backs. And even across the three centre-backs, Thiago Silva was the one, like, he was the one driving force from start to finish. And he's going to be 37 in, like, a couple of weeks. Like, the guy is a freak, bro.
Well, also, look at when, do you know when Thiago Silva joins, look at the other players who joins around him, like Havertz and Timo Werner and, you know, Ziyech. Like, no one screams leadership to me there. And Chelsea were going through a big, massive transition at the time. And they weren't really any leaders. They were bedding through Mason Mount, Reece James and all that. They needed some, even they bought Ben Chilwell. Again, it doesn't scream to me leader. They needed someone who's going to grab the team by the bollocks when it does get tough. And at, you know, we say that Chelsea weren't playing the greatest. If you look at the first few games,
they're the most convincing team for me. They're the team that are definitely going to win their game, probably going to get a clean sheet. And every time Thiago Silva starts, you know that's even more the case now. He's not washed in the slightest. This just hasn't went. And he only seemed, like what you said, Matisse, he seems to only be getting weirdly better, which is just dodgy, but he's quality, man.
It's definitely
there's a thing.
Can I? Yeah. I was going to say, I think we need to talk about this Alonso guy, because I don't know what this guy is on here. But
it's weird.
What is this guy seriously like? This guy,
he was crap. He was crap last year. I thought he was finished.
I know. Did you see that number 10 role he played?
Bro,
what is this guy on, man? Where's Chilwell? Where's the greatest left back ever, according to the Chelsea fans? Like,
no one said that. Don't
even Emerson.
At no point did anybody take Robertson out of that discussion. Don't try it.
I heard it around there.
Saeed, that was you. That was you with Luke Shaw after one good season. That's what he said.
Bruno Fernandes was the best player in the world.
Best player in the world. On form.
I said on form.
Ridiculous thing.
Anyways. You know, I mean, I could slate Alonso there, but I'm actually giving you some props there, Matisse. Mm. But listen, how has this guy gone ahead of Chilwell? Because Chilwell was a guy that you guys were raving about. You know, you guys were the one that, you know, how is this guy doing it, man?
Bro, last year under Lampard, he was sitting on a bus at halftime after getting pulled off the pitch, getting yanked off the pitch, right? He's sitting on a bus, probably playing on his iPhone, playing Snakes and Ladders and some shit while the rest of the team are out there performing. Lord and behold, Tuchel comes in, puts in the three at the back system, and this brother's doing the madness again. He's inevitable, is what I'll call him, because at so many points in his Chelsea career, I've said we need to get rid of him. He's too slow, getting caught in transition, technically not good enough, good with the set pieces, but turns a little bit like a fridge on the ball, and he's a bit slow. Duh, duh, duh. And then next thing you know, bang, he's dropping 10 out of 10s week in, week out, and he's doing the madness. So I don't know what's going on. Huh? No, not yesterday, but I think he was really good on the set pieces yesterday. Not 10 out of 10, but his corners were really dangerous yesterday. He was dropping some really good corners. So for me, listen, I don't know what's going on. I think Chilwell, you know, he didn't really play much over the summer. Southgate didn't really use him. I don't know why he took him if he wasn't going to use him. But hey, you know, Alonso's doing the business. I can't complain right now. Yeah. Just keep it up.
I think Chelsea are reaping the rewards of not only having like an expensive and star-studded squad, but they have a manager who can literally squeeze the maximum out of any player they have. There are only a few managers in the league that can do that to the level to a high enough level, and Tuchel's one of them. Like, so many players that everyone, including myself, thought they use good. They're not going to make it at Chelsea. Like, Rudiger's all of a sudden, like, you'll struggle to find a centre-back who's been more informed than Rudiger in the last, I don't know, like, 8 months in the Premier League. And this guy was a bum, like, a year ago. Do you get what I'm saying? So, I think seeing Thomas Tuchel and the way he manages his team, it just makes me jealous, because I would kill for a manager like that who can play a positive style while squeezing the maximum out of not so great players, because that's literally the type of manager that we need for our squad right now.
Good owner. Mm.
Winners don't that, take any point from the Super Chat as well.
And an elite owner as well, you're right, an elite owner.
What do you say, James?
Go on, Steve. I was just going to say dead quick, that Super Chat's a great point as well. We talk about Rudiger and Thiago Silva. Christensen has an insane record in terms of clean sheets to games over his last, like, 45. And I've always said since he was on loan at... Where was it, Matisse, if you can correct me? When he went to the Bundesliga?
Flashback, yeah.
He was a joke. I remember, because we needed a centre-back, and I was like, do you know what? He wouldn't be too bad. He's went to the Bundesliga, turn it up. He's a young centre-back, and ever since he's had more of a first-team involvement at Chelsea, he's just kept going up and up and up. He doesn't get talked about enough either, in my opinion. Yeah.
He's unreal, honestly. He's turned a corner. He was looking a bit physically, you know, dodge at some point, you know, getting a few stomach aches before big games, and we was like, is he really built for this? Maybe he's a Gerard Pique type, where he's at Man United, but he needs to go to La Liga and go up a gear at Barcelona. But he's been brilliant for us. I mean, for me, the only thing else I got to say is Thomas Tuchel, man. Like Toby was saying, the in-game management that this brother's bringing, the how proactive he is to make the subs and to change the game, bring Werner on, who still can't finish for his life, but he's creating space and he's a space creator. I'm going to call him. He's causing problems and he's dangerous. The manager for me is what sets us apart right now. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, and Ahmed here kind of backs up. Can we please give Tuchel more praise? Currently the best tactician in the league. Fraudiola could never. Wow. And he says, young boys, don't forget. I know, we can't forget.
Listen, man. That's over, man. We enjoy that weekend, you know what I mean? We forget about all that stuff.
Why
though? I mean, that's in the past.
I don't think that's how the reels work. I just want to say that quick though. Only gonna Solskjaer is the only manager who can get his team against a team called Young Boys and still make his team look like the toddlers. I said that to you on our show, didn't I? And it's true. It still stands a week later or however long it's been. Saeed, that's a joke. That's a joke. And they smashed us. It weren't even like a smash and grab. They smashed us.
That was a slash and grab.
Yeah, and
he has about 18 shots. What are you on about?
And my thing is this, Saeed. You thought you could be doing up Somali and Naomi Campbell on Friday and we just forget and not give
you. Naomi Campbell, you mean Idris Elba, man? Respect to my name.
Naomi Campbell, yeah.
Listen, man. Because he was doing bow tie and whatnot.
Somali and Bond.
You man had CR7 and you lost to fucking Young Boys.
What can I say, man? Listen, I'm still hurt by that till now. But you know what I mean? We're going to carry on from this. It's a mini Champions League segment that's gone away. But what can I say? It's embarrassing, isn't it? Like, what do you want me to say?
I feel like you knew it was coming. That's why you pre-booked the whole show and was like, yo, let's go and get in the tux and get out of here.
Turkish comes out to me. Smart and safe.
I rate it.
No. I organized this well before the Young Boys. You get me?
Yeah, I was a bit mad.
But I pre-organized this shit. But
sure.
Isn't it?
Eight-hour makeover things.
Before we move on to United, I got one more. Actually, let me just read that. Alonso against Spurs is always a madness. And Micah says Van Dijk, Silva, Varane, Diaz, and Rudiger and Matip is the top five in that.
Thank you very much for putting respect on man like Joel Matip's name, my mate. I respect you, Mika. You absolute legends. No one puts Matip in their top five, and he has every right to be in there. Every single right. He's class, mate.
Yeah, fair enough. But people, the question, Tobes, we're going to go into this on Friday, just a quick one. Are you confident about Sunday?
No, I'm never confident about North London derbies away, no.
Ah, cool. Like I said, we're going to get into it. We're going to get into it more on Friday.
We need to get this brother some help.
James has offered his number, so maybe James can help this week. Because James should be back on Friday as well, people, because Grizz is away in Istanbul for the week. He's enjoying himself, so James is covering for the week, hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully. Yes. He's working on some transfers.
You double booked him.
Go on holiday to Istanbul. That is a typical Liverpool fan, isn't
it? Oh, I love it. I love it. Inject it. One of them ones, mate.
He's going to have a full kit on, shin pads, captain's armband, Stephen.
Yes. Yes.
Family water and all that.
And that is why Grizz will forever remain the GOAT, mate. He does it right. He lives life the way I want to. I'm
expecting a snap off him outside that stadium.
Within a week of beating AC Milan as well, he's off to Istanbul. We love it.
We love it. Working on transfers, man. Working on transfers, maybe in January.
Yeah, he's trying to get his new Istanbul plans. Trying to find new plugs.
It doesn't matter. It's not like we're going to be signing anyone. So you know what I mean. What plugs are you going to need?
I see a few questions in the chat asking where he is, so that's where he is. And James is here for the week, like I said. But if you haven't,
I'm the substitute.
Obviously, listen, we're going to work something out. Big Six is growing, and it's growing. And when it grows, there's going to be potential for other things and other avenues that we're definitely going to, you know, build on this. But
shout me anytime.
If you haven't subscribed to James already, in the description, Steve's channel, Saeed's channel, Matisse's channel, Toby's channel, and James's channel, they're all there. All you got to do is click it, subscribe. It won't even take you off the page. Make sure you guys support all of the guys and the Big Six official channel, because like I said to James, as this grows, we're going to do more content. And on the Big Six channel, you're going to see a lot more of us regulars and James's and the cams and the Fuads and so on. So people, show everyone some love and make sure you guys subscribe. And yes, Saeed, it is over to you now. So I don't know whether that cooking is coming now or not, but
Listen, well, there's nothing to cut, man. You know what I mean? Where it was a nervy win. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we had to get that over the line because West Ham were causing all sorts of problems in the second half. But listen, I always say, man, like, put some respect on David De Gea's name, man. I think for me, he's been the best keeper this season in the Premier League. I can vouch for that already. You know what I mean? I don't think there's been a better keeper in the Premier League than David De Gea this season. And Ronaldo keeps on scoring. You know what I mean? Viva Ronaldo. No more. I heard a lot of people saying Viva Saeed, you know. For me, that's disrespectful on Ronaldo's name. He's still scoring. That's four goals in four now? You know what I mean? Or is it five goals in four? You know what I mean? You have to get me wrong there. But five goals in four. And yes, it's a tap-ins or whatnot. But they all count, mate. He's a predator in the box. He's still world-class for me. And United just keep on going, mate. It was a nervy, nervy ending. But listen, we're staying with the pack. Performances are not there, you know what I mean? But we're staying with the pack, man. And right now, we've got a big, big 2 months ahead. So, end of the day, we're in a perfect position to maybe...
When are the performances ever there?
Sorry?
When are the performances
ever
there?
Well, that's a question for you guys to answer that.
Can I put up
you'll be answering
Shahid.
That when you drop points in a few weeks.
What's that, Shahid.
What's that, sorry? Toby, say that again.
I said you'll be answering that. You'll be answering the same question when you drop points in a few weeks.
Yeah, well, listen. Listen, Shahid. We're not playing well. We're not playing well, but we're getting the results. That's all we're going to say right now. Is stay with the pack right now.
Say, can I propose a question, my mate? Thank you very much. I just want to ask, so when you see how Liverpool have started, to see how Chelsea have started, even though it's not being perfect, even the way City have started, because at least when they win, they dominate their games. So I want to know, because, you know, I've heard you say things like De Gea is the best goalkeeper in the world, when he's not even the best goalkeeper in Manchester. And on top of that, I'm seeing you still saying you can win the league. I'm seeing you say that you can win the league. I want to know, over 38 games, when it's very likely that a Chelsea is going to accumulate a lot of fucking points, I'm chatting 90 plus. Liverpool are going to need to try and maintain that level as well as we want to.
Yeah.
Fair enough, that's fine. But do you believe really that you can even make it to January in this title race with the way Chelsea are playing and the way we are and whatnot? No, I'm being serious because let's assess it for what it is. You've lost to Young Boys with your first team, and then the first
that's one
five
game,
games.
Relax, man.
And then I'm gonna let me know the other five games. No, Shahid, this is what you do. You jump in before I bring the other five games into play. You got absolutely smashed by Wolves, and you got a lucky win there, but you've got to look at performances for what they are. That was a terrible performance. Yeah. You were 2 minutes away from getting a point against West Ham without Antonio. Yeah. On top of that, you beat Newcastle and Leeds, fair enough, and you beat them convincingly. I'm not gonna take anything away from them. And what was the other one? Southampton. Can't be drawing to Southampton if you're in a title race. So Shahid,
you can't be drawing against 10 men. How much homework have you done today, man?
No, exactly. Very little, clearly. Very little, clearly.
Bloody hell, mate. My word is, to hold your horse as well, because, you know what I mean, you went to Chelsea and you couldn't beat 10 men Chelsea, so...
But it's Chelsea, though, Shahid. Fair enough, but it's Chelsea.
You rattled outside.
You really lost to Young Boys. You lost to a ten men young boys. So what would you rather draw the 10 men Chelsea who've just won the champs or Young Boys who have literally probably just got into the champs and lose?
I could come on here and I can slate the performances and whatnot and I'll analyse it my own way, but I think this Premier League is a unique Premier League now. This is about staying with the pack now, and Chelsea are doing unbelievable. Liverpool, you guys are doing well, you know what I mean? You guys have got Mo Salah and all them players doing well. This is a unique season. So right now, we haven't played the best teams in the world right now. We've played Newcastle, Leeds and whatnot. And we've got Biden. Yes, the performance is not there. But at the same time, you can't knock United for where they are right now. We're joint top of the league.
Is it a false image, though, as it was last season?
Brighton are fourth.
It might be.
Brighton are fourth. Are we going to start saying Graham Potter's doing a worldie and he's going to be in the title race because he's fourth? They're playing better football than you.
He's doing well, though.
He's doing well, but they're not going to win the title, are they?
Listen, I can come on here and I can slate Ole, but the thing is... I give credit. By the way,
When they lose, it'll be Ole's fault.
No. I want to come in here. This is a big six show, right? I give credit to Ole for the match substitution. Normally, I'd be like, you know what? Ole gets substitution wrong. He got the one with Matic wrong. He made one killer pass into Jesse Lingard, and we scored from that. You've got to give credit to Ole from there. The performances, I know Ole's limitation, the United limitation, but right now it's staying with the pack, man. This is early season.
Can I just, do you know why for me that doesn't quite work? Because A, you've played the shittest teams, right? And B,
yes,
your manager has been there, probably one of the longest serving managers in, you know, obviously you've got Klopp and Pep, but in terms of the rest of us, your manager's been there for quite some time now. For you to still not be looking good, That tells me that there's something on the horizon in terms of
that's an issue, man.
Yeah,
you can only. What are you trying to say?
Well, I'm just saying you can only keep scraping these wins for so long before again we're gonna get to another sticky patch where Ronaldo can't bail you out.
City though, look at City though. City could scrape a 1-0 win. I'm sure Steve would.
That's one time, Saeed. The majority of their wins, they play good football. They dominate the teams off the park. I know that Leeds and Newcastle, but mate, they were open like a brass house. Come on, Saeed, you can't really take them games with confidence and say you're going to go ahead and win however many. You need to get a run to win a league. And Man United, I don't believe they're going to get a run, lads.
He's got that 4-year contract. Well, look, listen, I can moan about the manager and say, listen, the performance is not there, he's not doing well or whatnot. But they've given this guy a 4-year contract. So, end of the
season. You're still saying that you can win the league?
Yeah, that's weird. I believe in my team, Hammers, man.
I believe that's delusion, Saeed. I'm telling you that as a good mate.
It's not.
No, it is. Because based off your football, there's no evidence to suggest that you're going to go ahead and win trophies, my mate.
When I go into that trophy, when I go into that stadium, right, and I go in, I sit in my seat. So, and I go to my stadium. You know, chill out, man. What's wrong with you, man? Just relax.
I just thought.
When I go into that stadium, right, I come in and I have that firm belief Man United is the best team in the world. I have that.
Based on what?
That's my team. No, but that's my own belief. Every United fan is head above shoulder to think we're the best team in the world when we're facing the opposition. You're supposed to have a belief in yourself.
The thing about a belief, it can't just pop up out of nowhere. It's got to be injected from something. Matisse has got belief because his manager is boss. I have got belief because my manager is boss, etc., etc., etc.
We've got Champions League Varane. We've got Ronaldo. We've got Bruno Fernandes. We've got Pogba, the best midfielder.
And
he
just couldn't beat young boys.
We've got so many players. We've got David.
And
he
just couldn't beat young boys.
Well, that was 10 men. There's circumstances.
Stop it.
That.
Stop it. Stop. Don't start. Don't you start me with 10 men. Don't you start. I'm not getting. No, it's you remove Liverpool.
Success, yeah? And then you've had remove us. Obscurity, and now you're just, you know,
yo, how are we grilling Saeed after day one?
You guys, I've had 3 years of success, yeah? And you've had 30 years of obscurity.
You're right.
And now it's like your energy's changed. Just relax, man.
Okay.
Relax yourself.
Okay. You're very right. We've still won the same amount of Champions Leagues as using
Brendan Rodgers.
It's fine.
You've had Brendan Rodgers. You've had all these other managers in there. You've been absolutely washed.
You're right.
Now you've had a couple of years of success. Yeah. You're hyping up. Just chill out, man. Relax
Everything you've just said in terms of the obscurity from the very minuscule trophies, you could not be more correct, my friends. But that does not remove the fact of what I am saying about yous winning the league. It is not possible based on the style of football that you have displayed to this point.
Let's be real,
it's not just 5 games. It's 2 seasons, 3 seasons, and you're still saying you're going
to
win the league. That
to
me is delusion.
Let me ask you a question here. What do you want me to
be honest? Be honest. I want you to be truthful to yourself. It's a better thing for you.
Everyone knows Ole. Everyone knows Ole. It's crazy. I don't believe Ole's the right man.
I can't stand.
It's a joke, Saeed. Matisse, why are you still here? How's he still got a brigade behind him?
Nobody on here, right, as a United fan, should ever say that Man United are not good enough to win this league. Nobody. And if you're not,
but if you are presented with the facts that your manager is dead, he's going to play Pogba too defensive. He's not going to play the right.
Nope.
The second Marcus Rashford comes back, he's going to go right back into the team. Only Gunnar Solskjaer does it every single week.
We're in a title race. Are we in a title race? Yes or no? Yes or no?
You're not going to stay in the title. Anyone?
No,
Brighton are in a title race if you are.
What's
Brighton
title race?
Brighton are in a tight. If you are, then Brighton are. Yeah, sweet. Yeah. Go on.
Oh, then there you go, then.
So Brighton are in the title race as well. It's
Brighton,
not about
Brighton
when you're
right
in
there.
The title
Brighton
race.
Right, Man United,
Spurs
yes
were in a title race for the first three games.
Man United, Spurs with the they've got, should they be the title race, yes or no?
They should be. With the players. With the players.
We'll leave it as that then.
But listen, you can't get a normal fella off the street to go and drive a bus and do a good job.
We'll leave it as that then. United,
go ahead, we'll leave it as that.
We've got a squad available, then we'll leave it as that. You all right. Fans here. You're going to tell us anyway.
No, we're obscurity. We're obscure. We're nobody. Yeah, more major trophies than Manchester United in our history, but we're obscurity. Yeah, man. Go on, sweet.
You guys are packed.
Go on, Saeed. You carry on.
Of nobody. Liverpool fans have got the biggest chest available. Just relax yourself, man. Go for it. You've got a full trophies here. Just relax.
The fact that you lost the Europa League final a few months ago shows me that you've got a big enough chest, which actually, mate, you really shouldn't, based on
recent history. That's all intact, man. I can't do nothing about that.
I'd love to know where the belief to win the league is coming from.
Throughout this debate between you two, I've looked over at Steve a few times, Jenny, and at points he's just been smiling, and I just think to myself,
it's an easy night's work for me. Everything I want to say, James is saying it. James needs to know the facts.
Steve, great minds think alike, my friends.
Listen, James, Saeed actually said United was going to win the quad.
Quad, man.
Doesn't surprise me. Isn't it bad that it doesn't surprise me?
That was on full screen.
We'll be back. We'll be back at the end of the year, and you'll see it, man. Don't worry, man.
Hold on. Just before we move on, what will we see?
Yeah, clarify.
I just said it. The quadruple, we'll see the quadruple.
Okay, all right, Turkish, move on.
He's not serious.
Listen, we've got the greatest, you know, we've got Champions League Varane.
No.
We've got...
Shaiz, I wouldn't suggest getting drunk before the show, my mate.
Let me finish, man.
Shaiz, I don't think it's professional to get drunk before the show.
Hold on, man. We've got the best keeper in the league right now. We've got the Champions League Varane. We've got Paul Pogba, the best midfielder in the Premier League. We have Cristiano Ronaldo, world class.
Listen, the only quad that you're winning is Eric Bailly's quad when he gets injured again. That's the only quad that you're going for this season. Otherwise, Saeed, stop talking about quads.
We've got it, man. You know what I mean? Quads are not for everyone, Hamez. You know that. Don't worry.
And they're not for you either.
And they will be, man. Listen, I can take all this banter because Ollie's a manager and all that. I can take it because at the end of the day, I could deal with my in-house issues, innit? But you, man, you just deal with yourselves. Hammers, you deal with your squad and the fact that you'll tail off towards the end of the season. You deal with that. You'll deal with that, all this, we're going under the radar. You deal with that. That's you, innit? But don't be making notes on United, mate, and spending all your time in your bedroom talking about United. Surprisingly, United wallpaper in your bedroom.
Wait there,
take that flag up there. I better see United wallpaper behind that. Is that what you're hiding?
Can I actually ask a question? You said that Salah is the king of diving. Ronaldo dived about five times against West Ham.
No, he did.
Come on. Exactly. Come on. What? Toby, you're not on that boat as well, are you? Toby, don't do that. No, Toby, come on.
Those two challenges were stonewall penalties.
Not a chance. The last one was not at all.
Which one was
they were stonewall penalties, and it's scary.
It's scary that
the officials have missed that, even after looking at it in the video. Exactly. Of stonewall penalties. Like, the first one, Suchek has literally, impeded Ronaldo. Like, he's put his leg out and stopped him from getting the ball, and he's knocked him over. And then the second one, Zuma's completely taken him out.
Exactly.
Stonewall penalties. No, and it's scary.
He was already diving.
Nah, bro. Nah.
He was already on the way to the ground before he got contact. That's not a penalty. Football is still a contact sport.
It is scary that they've seen that. Slow mo, and they still not giving the penalty. They are.
I don't think it is. He was already on his way down.
What do you mean? You don't think it is?
He was already on his way down.
Saeed, Salah, you'd be calling it an outrage outside Anfield.
If I was in the stadium, then definitely I'd think it's a penalty. But seeing the replay, I don't think it's a pen.
What do you mean?
He was on his way down.
Definitely not. That last one, 100%, it wasn't a pen.
How? Yeah, how is it?
I agree. I absolutely. Honestly,
it wasn't. I seen another angle today from a different angle than the ref had, and he was.
What are we saying here? A player can just put his leg out and take out Ronaldo.
No, but Toby, when you're running, you're naturally lifting one leg after the other. Yeah, but if you watch that, as soon as the guy goes into challenge, both his legs just drop to the floor, and he just scrapes them along.
Yep. No,
Zuma
honestly,
was reckless. Zuma didn't get the ball. That's two right there for you. Did Zuma get the ball, yes or no?
No, absolutely not.
So there you go then. So what are we seeing, man?
Ronaldo's already on his way down. Come on, Shahid.
What do you mean he's on his way down?
He needs to swerve it. It's getting too much now.
Are you
kidding
me?
Can't have that much. It's not a swimming competition.
No, because you know what it is, right? I don't understand. There's a lot of divers in the camp of Liverpool, and you want to make
it look like... Ronaldo is the king of them.
And you don't want to look like Salah. You know what I mean? It makes Salah look like, you know...
Salah hasn't halved as much as Ronaldo this season.
Are you kidding me, man?
He hasn't. I actually don't even think I've seen Salah halved this season. I've seen Ronaldo halve about six times. He's done it against young boys as well.
Listen, yeah. Ronaldo, for me, I think there's a kind of an injustice right now, because I think the referees are looking at things and thinking, you know what, Ronaldo, maybe previous seasons or whatnot, Real Madrid and whatnot, they've seen a lot of things happening. But the referee, Mark Inac, is a disgrace, mate. He's an absolute disgrace.
Everyone gets fucked over by your referees, though, Shahid.
That was 2 minutes before the one Nick Shaw gave over there.
That's why you need to play better football, so you're not relying on referee decisions to win a game of
football. I think United have become accustomed to waiting for penalties, haven't they? And it's not happening right now.
Because the rules have changed, Matisse. No. It's because the rules have changed. No, it is. Because now they've actually looked at what should be a penalty and shouldn't be. And there's not many as frequently given. That's why I know Bruno isn't going to get as many penalties. Same with Ronaldo.
No.
Everyone's not going
to
get as many.
I mean, you have to speak in context, though, man. That penalty, that I one am. Right there, it was a penalty. He took him out. It was reckless. It was
how was it reckless? Time.
Because the thing is, right, he put his stick at his leg out. It was never control of his foot or the ball or anything. It was not in control. Ronaldo was in full control of that.
Can you admit that he was already on his way down? That Ronaldo was already on his way down before any contact was made?
No, I don't think there was. I don't think it was.
Well, you've got to watch the video again then, Shai, because clearly you haven't watched it.
You've got to think about the motion of which Ronaldo was putting his leg out. You know, the motion in terms of the movement.
What do you mean?
You know, you're always going to be going slanting. You know, he wasn't maybe in control of the ball.
He weren't slanting.
He had the ball.
Slanting isn't halfway to the ground. Slanting is when your head is a little bit over.
No.
He was basically kissing the grass.
No. That's wrong. He was slanting on the right-hand side to take the ball away from Zuma. He had the advantage there. Zuma was in a position where if he sticked his leg out and he didn't make it, that is a penalty. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's a penalty.
You've been given enough that ain't really penalty.
No, it's not about that, though. It's not about that. You get more. If it's a
penalty,
it's a penalty. If it's a penalty, it's a penalty. Doesn't matter about what's happened before. If it's a penalty, it's a penalty.
Not really, because sometimes when your reputation, what's that saying? Your reputation.
Procedure. Yeah.
With Xhaka, for example, when he goes in for a tough tackle, more often than not, he's going to get a harsher thing than N'Golo Kante, because his reputation is a bad tackler. Do you get what I'm saying? So it is what it is, man. Let me get some super chats, because it's been a lot. There has been a lot. And there was a funny one earlier saying Taid, and the way they put it was jokes. This one is Saeed. De Bruyne is the best in the Premier League. James, your team will fall off one injury away. Toby Turkish, North London is in the mud. Matisse, on Saturday, it's game on, 3-1. Blue Moon's always got smoke for
it. Really does.
It's always got smoke that leaves me to deal with it, innit?
I think that was the same Blue Moon that was saying that they were going to win the Champions League final as well when Big Steve was on here, bigging up as well. I think they were both doing it together, and then suddenly I didn't see a super chat from
him
again for the next show.
Here he goes. Chelsea.
I'm just saying. I just didn't. I don't know. I'm just saying. You know. I'm just waiting on that.
Yeah, well, how about you don't? How about you don't just say? How about that?
Just saying.
let me get this one. I didn't see this one was up. Garbo said, you man forgetting that West Ham would deny the Stonewall penalty too. And James, I don't want to get you into it again, but Masood said Man United hasn't lost an away game in 2 years under Ole. Is that all luck too, James?
Do you know what? The stat itself is very impressive, but then let's dissect how many of them are draws. Let's dissect how many of them are last-minute winners for the team that Manchester United have. They should be on the level with Chelsea and Manchester City. But United fans, I grew up with United being the dog's bollocks, mate. Do you know how horrible that was? As a little kid, knowing my team weren't actually the best. And everyone around me saying we should be. I'm telling you
what
your expectations
today?
Should be.
You know what we've realised today? I think Liverpool fans are obsessed with United. That's what we realised today.
Shahid,
Liverpool
with the
fans
amount of...
are obsessed with United.
And you should obsess with us. That's what makes the rivalry.
I never talk about Liverpool. Liverpool fans
No, you do. You don't shut up about Liverpool.
You guys
right,
are obsessed
Shahid.
With us, man. rent free, mate. Rent
Shahid,
free.
Isn't that what a rivalry is? Tottenham fans talk about Arsenal fans. Liverpool fans talk about Manchester United fans.
You're not
twice versa.
You can't talk about United. They're too precious, man.
Precious, clearly. No, listen, it's a rivalry, mate. And I am just trying to remind you of what your expectations should be. I'm happy that it's not there, though. Listen, I'm happy Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's just won on the weekend. Why? Because that means he's going to get to keep his job. That means they're not going to be winning trophies anymore. Not Premier Leagues and Champions Leagues. I'm absolutely over the moon, mate.
You keep saying that yourself.
I will keep saying it to myself because I'm seeing it on the pitch.
And exactly, big up Marvin AM, man. I haven't said anything about Liverpool. What do you mean?
I'd massively disagree with that, Shahid, with the amount of clip. But fair enough. I see your comments on my post every single time. Just saying.
People, I see some comments saying I miss Super Chats. I know I've missed Super Chats, but the conversation was flowing and sometimes it's hard to get them in. I apologize. I do try and get in as many as possible. Love for the love, as always. And remember, hit the like button. There's 4,700 people here. The like should be above 1.0. It should be hitting 2,000. And I'm going to shout James after this, and I'm going to ask the rest of the lads how much their following has gone up on their YouTube channels. I'm hoping at least a couple hundred go and support the rest of the lads. Because without these lads, we wouldn't be bringing you Big Six. And it is what it is because of these guys and you guys. So make sure we're all supporting one another here. JD says, Fergie really ruined that Scouse lad's childhood. One Premier League and they think they can run English football.
Exactly. It's mad, isn't it, man? It's actually mad. One Premier League, man, and they got this energy, man. It's actually crazy.
I mean, the league started before it was called the Premier League, you know, Shahid, just to remind you, my mate.
Yeah, that's where it is.
And if we win it this season, then we'll be on the same as you. So, again, I'd remind you yourself, my friend.
You won't win it. I'll tell you this right now on the Big Six show.
Love that. You also said to Hay was the best goalkeeper in the world, so we'll move.
is that wrong?
NG Music. United had the most shots on target in a Prem game. We deserved to win that game. West Ham played well. Ole made the right subs and won the game.
Yep.
But to be honest, I think Arsenal had the most shots against Brentford, and we lost 2-0, and we didn't deserve to win the game. But it's different. Man United played well, but at the same time, West Ham, it wouldn't have been a travesty if West Ham got that penalty last minute and scored it. I don't think everyone would have been like, oh, I was against, you know, all odds.
I would have been.
But it is what it is. Steve, it's over to you next, man. Man City.
There we go.
Dropping points at home, Etihad.
Yeah, no. Bad day, man. Bad day.
Full stadium as well, by the way.
I think they call that stage fright.
Saying, you know, this, that and the other, but we were poor, we looked slow, disjointed. Southampton set up really well, 4-2-2-2, stopped us coming out from the back. Ake coming out from the back, he's no Laporte, you know what I mean? Ake, as soon as you put pressure on him, he spins and passes straight back to Ederson. So we couldn't even get out of our own half at sometimes. Up front, nothing there, you know what I mean? Absolutely nothing there. Fernandinho looked every bit his age. He looked slow, laboured, giving the ball away. I've never seen us give the ball away that amount of times within like 30 yards of our own goal. And if we do that against anyone in the top four, we're going to get slaughtered. Because the only thing I can say is I'm glad they put that performance in at home to Southampton. Because anyone else, if we go to Chelsea at weekend and would have put that in, we're dead. Same with Paris Saint-Germain, same with Liverpool. A few injury problems are mounting up now. Both centre-backs, Rodri now, Zinchenko. He brought Kevin De Bruyne on, Foden, Mahrez, a bit too late. Never got going, too late, you know what I mean? Another 5-10 minutes, we might have got the game over the line, but credit to Southampton. You've got to give them credit. They came with a plan. They set up right. They did their own work. They should have had a penalty. Should have been down 10 men.
I'm glad you're mentioning it, because...
So if I'm a Southampton fan coming out of that stadium, I'm feeling unlucky that I haven't got 3 points. And the only saving grace I'm looking at it is, look, we've had one of them days. And you know when your team has one of them days, you usually lose, but we got a point. So hopefully that point will prove to be okay. But all I'm saying is we've got to get to January on the coattails of the big boys at the top. If we can keep on the coattails by January and address the striking problem, we've got a chance. we could be blown away a little bit in the next few weeks with what's going on. I don't think it's a happy camp. I don't think everyone's back in the stride of it at City. Listen, we've got a great team and they tick. And I think them games against Norwich and Arsenal papered over the few cracks because people was like, we scored 10 goals at home. We don't need a striker. But there's always them games where teams lock up and you need a striker to pick the lock. And we just didn't have that striker at weekend for me.
Yeah, and this is what George is saying here. Sterling is struggling without a striker. He's night and day with England and Kane. That Norwegian Ronald McDonald sacked the end of the season, period.
One shot on target for City the whole game. I mean,
it's mad. No, it was poor, Matisse. It was poor. And you know what? There's no excuses for it because it was too late till he changed it. Like you said, Tuchel at half-time against Tottenham, he made that change, yeah? If he gets a pair of bollocks at half-time and puts De Bruyne, Foden, Mahrez on, we win that game comfortably because Southampton were rattled a bit at the end and they were digging deep. But that's just a Pep way. He's a flawed genius. We've seen it. Last Christmas, we're 10 points behind. Then we go on a mad run and win the league. Then we get you in the Champions League final. He changes the complete team. Don't play any DMs and put Sterling up front. The guy's crackers. But at the end of the day, he's Pep Guardiola. He's the best manager we've ever had. The fans are always going to back him. Is he going to make mistakes? Yeah, of course he is. Every manager does. Can we bounce back from these mistakes? Of course we can. You wouldn't blink an eyelid if we went to Chelsea weekend and won. People would just say, Man City's kicked into gear. But all I'm saying is, as a realist watching the team, for me, I said it, my opinion, the striker is a situation, is a problem, but I've got to trust my manager. James does do it. If Jurgen Klopp comes out and says, we don't need any more players, the fans might say you do, but he's Jurgen, he's their man. And Pep's my man, so I've got to back him. I'll be there at Chelsea dinner time, backing my team with the rest of us. But look, we've just got to keep within touching distance. If we keep within touching distance, we've got a great chance. But in the next few weeks, we could be really out of this title race if we're not careful.
Hey, Saeed, what's my man saying here?
Yeah, let's move on. You know what I mean? You don't want
to one of them ones. Let's hit the chat. Steve, your thoughts on how Pep's treated. To be honest, I thought about this on the weekend as well, Sterling and how he's feeling right now. What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, but it's not about Sterling. He gets his chance and he doesn't perform. He come on at weekend, he was floating about. There wasn't many chances in the game. De Bruyne got the ball, broke, squared it to him. He miscontrolled it in the box. All he had to do was take a touch, bang, it's in. He didn't. So when he's getting the chances, he's not performing. He played well in the
Euros. I've seen him on Saturday.
But yeah, that's what I mean. He's hanging about you too much.
You know what I mean? he just said to me, it was... No. Honestly, he just said to me, it's one of them days. And that's all he said. You know what I mean? One of them days, it happens sometimes. It doesn't happen.
Wait, who were you hanging about with?
I was with Sterling at the event, innit? And he just said it was one of them days.
That's Sterling and Foden you've met now. I'm starting to think there's something going on.
You know what I'm saying, man?
He had a good Euros, but it's not that form. He had a bad end of last season. Euros. He's coming this season. There's a striking position to be filled. Now, if he had anything about him, he'd be banging on Pep's door and saying, you don't need a striker. I understand Foden and Grealish are going to play on the left. Play me up front. I'll get you the goals. That might have happened, but the way looking at him, body language-wise, do you know what I mean? He's not the striker. I don't know where he fits in the team.
Do you know what? I'm starting to see I think your preference was Erling Haaland over Harry Kane slightly, just because maybe he's younger as well. But if you look at that City team, Harry Kane going in there, yeah, he gets goals. But with all this dropping deep to a midfielder nonsense that he's been doing with this Wayne Rooney regen type movement he's making, it's weird. Do you know what I mean? You actually just want a fox in the box. You just want someone who's going to just put the ball in the back of the net.
I don't think Kane does that at City. I think he gets... There's that much going on in front behind him. He can stay where he needs to be.
But I feel like he wants to do it, don't you think? It feels like as if he wants to do it.
I think Mourinho let him do it, and I think he come deep and he was spraying it about, and I think he thought, I like this. Rooney did exactly the same, like you said. But if Kane goes back to basics and gets back up the top end of the pitch, stops coming deep looking for the ball, even if you don't get the ball for 5-10 minutes, stay up there, it's going to come. Harry Kane will rediscover his form.
Pep Guardiola will be the man to do that as well, you know, Steve, I think. I think there's anyone who's going to sit down a player of that calibre and be like, listen, mate, stay in the box. Stay in the box and just score me goals and we will get the ball to you. I think Pep Guardiola is the one. Because I think Harry Kane will actually look to Pep Guardiola and be like, he might know what he's talking about. So I think that'd be a match made in heaven if it was to actually where he went to.
Yeah, he don't want to. With the thing is with Harry Kane, he don't really run like our team the way we set up now. Like he can't really press from the front like he used to. So his game is all about runners in front of him and him sort of slightly dropping deep. And I think that's fine in theory, but he's dropping way too deep for Spurs.
I'm going to ask you a question, Toby. Yeah, I'm going to ask you a question. Somebody asked me this question. He said to me, "Would you swap Raheem Sterling for Harry Kane?" And I said, "Yeah." Would you take that?
As in direct swap.
He wouldn't go there. Though.
I think the 150 million things price tags that you've got in your head's gone now because no one's paying that.
No, I wouldn't take it because Harry Kane is a better player than Raheem Sterling. And
yeah, but you need life in your team and he ain't giving you life. Raheem Sterling might give you a bit of summer.
He will give us something, but we then lose a world-class striker. And Raheem Sterling, with all due respect, is not a world-class striker.
Yeah, but he's a world-class striker who doesn't want to play for you at the minute. So you might as well...
Sterling wouldn't make this move anyway, so...
30% of him's gone now, Kane. 30% of the mentality of him now. He don't want to be there.
Yeah. I don't know.
I thought you missed out on a Danny Ings. You know, I thought Spurs really missed
out.
I'm only taking
Raheem Sterling if there's cash coming with it. Because let's be real, that's not a fair swap. Come on, that's not a fair swap.
That's the equivalent of you lining up something.
I don't think he'd go to Tottenham, but I'm just thinking would.
Yeah, he wouldn't go to Spurs.
Now looking at Kane the way he is this season, think in January if City came in and said, do you want to do a swap Sterling? Would you think, you know what, cut Kane off, you don't want to be here, let's get a new player in, fresh blood, new start for Sterling, get him in.
This deal stinks of like Football Manager where you're trying to do a swap deal for someone and it all makes sense in the transfer fees and then you have to click save just before the accept the deal is done and he rejects you time and time again. You have to keep switching off the computer and reloading it back up. Oh, maybe Sterling's going to accept us this time. No, he's not. No, he's not. Sterling, as soon as he got them Tottenham links, it's the same as Ten Hag as well. As soon as they get these links to Tottenham, they start signing new contracts and performing for England in the Euros. They're not interested in making this move. So this hypothetical is pointless because Sterling is not doing it. It's just not going
to
run.
Like, I need to get my shit together.
And we would never take it.
Yeah, it would make sense.
Can I just say the Kyle Walker penalty? For me, it's blatant stonewall penalty.
I mean,
we're talking about Ronaldo and all that, but for me, the VAR, absolutely.
He's a lucky man, man. He's a lucky man. He knows he doesn't do stupid things. He doesn't. You get three or four of them from Kyle in a season. He's mad for it. Stupid.
Yeah.
He even said in an interview, man. The guy even said in an interview that he stands 20 yards off a player so he gets an head start on him and because he likes to chase him down. That fucking worried me to shit when he said that. And he swear to, and you watch him in some games, and he does. He'll stand really close to Ruben Diaz, leave a massive gap, so they spray it, and then he's got a run on someone. And 99 times out of 100, he catches him and takes the ball. But every now and then, he does a madness, and they get smoked.
Yeah, keeping in mind the time as well. We're 3 minutes over an hour. It's overtime already, so make sure you guys are supporting every channel and hitting the like button. And James, it's your time now, Liverpool.
Shameless.
Finally, talk about your club, man.
Shameless, bro. Shameless. Listen, can I be shameless? Am I allowed to be shameless? No, I'm happy. I'm happy with the way we are, mate. Honestly, like, I don't get me wrong. I don't think we've been the best team, but I think we've been the second best team in terms of who wins their games the most convincingly. And I think Chelsea right now look like the hardest team to beat, and then we're a very close second. And don't get me wrong.
I agree.
Like, I think, you know, we forgot that Liverpool. You know, we never just won the league. You know, Steve, you'll know. Our title races, mate, they were a joke. It's going to be very hard to see two teams maintain that level for multiple seasons again. And, you know, Liverpool back-to-back, 97 and 98 points. So even though they had a little year off and maybe some players are getting into, you know, the older days and whatnot, this is still a team that is one of the greatest sides to ever grace the Premier League. Some ballers like, you know, Virgil van Dijk back in the team is seriously, like, you do not understand how important that is to us. Not just to reassure the defence, but also getting the ball long. Harvey Elliott, who was obviously injured, he's injured now, unfortunately. He was doing so well in the midfield. He just slot right in there. And now we're seeing Thiago there more, even though he's just picked up a little knock himself. That's my worry. That is my worry. My worry is when you start to drop a player down and two players down, and then that's where I think Chelsea will take over, possibly, because they've got the squad depth and whatnot. So I want to be shameless, and I want to say we're going to win the league, and I believe if current circumstances stay the way they do, then we very well could, but it's going to be a difficult task when we haven't just got that squad depth, and I've been screaming it.
I've been screaming it though, Saeed.
You're acting like I've never said it before. No, sorry, Toby.
You said to me, we don't have the manager, but then you have the squad depth. So
When have I ever said that? We haven't got the manager?
No, you mean you? You said you haven't got the squad depth, so you don't believe you're going to win the league. That what you're saying?
Basically, no, I'm saying we can win the league, but I think the squad depth, if we weren't going to, is going to be the thing to cost us. Jürgen Klopp gets no dough, la. He gets no dough. When we win the Champions League, he gets no dough. When it's a pandemic, he gets no dough. He never gets money. He's making, I can't think of an analogy. Please help me out, boys. He's making diamonds with fucking shit. Even though we have, you know what I mean? Like, he's getting like £30 million players and turning them into some of the best in the world. Robbo is the best left back in the world. He was 8 mil. That's a joke. Saeed, what's this, boy?
No, what the fuck, I'm just saying he's not doing this. You know why?
Because my violin to your excuses thing.
Yeah, oh,
yeah, excuses.
Which that we don't spend on. It's a fact. What do you mean? Matisse, take us, Steve. Am I telling any lies about how we do not spend any dough? Arsenal spent more dough than us and they finished eighth.
I'd have to go into the finances and dig deep and let you know. Bro, Friday. As soon as you're going to be back on Friday anyway, I'll look at the net spend over the
last 5 years. Matisse, please do that for me because I'd love to know. I swear we're the lowest out of everyone here.
I always say your owners are as bad as Glazers and Conte. You just, the crap.
Jürgen Klopp is everything to do with our success. The success that we have doesn't happen. And the thing is, with the manager we have, we should have more. You know what I mean? Like, I know Matisse is going to back his manager and say he's the best. Steve's going to back his manager and say he's the best. I think I've got the best manager. I don't think anyone does with our team what Jürgen Klopp was able to do. With them owners, I don't think any other manager can do it. And I believe we've actually underachieved. We've overachieved in many aspects, but we should have won more in that time of using Jürgen Klopp. Because he's a top manager, mate. And when you give him a little bit of dough, it's just understandable that it's going to work wonders. We don't have a proper backup goal scorer. Someone asked the question before, will we spend in January? I don't think we will. There's no evidence based on recent transfer windows that we're going to go out and we're going to bolster this squad. That to me is concerning because it doesn't show proper ambition. The reason why Manchester City have really took over this decade, even though they haven't won a Champions League, is because they've got a shit ton of trophies. People can say it's League Cups and whatnot, but you know when it comes to who's won the most trophies in the country, League Cups count, FA Cups count. And even though it's great in terms of the scale to win a Premier League and a Champions League, I want the League Cups and FA Cups, but we haven't got the squad depth to go ahead and get them. That to me is concerning because I want to win every single trophy, but we can't with the facilities that we've been given. That's my thoughts on Liverpool. But a great start, though. Mo Salah looks like he's gone to another level, in my opinion. His creativity in terms of defensive tracking back, I don't think there's another player doing it in the league at the moment. Yeah, like, honestly, in terms of everything that he's having to offer, Mo Salah is a joke. He seems to just be getting better. On top of that, Joel Matip, who someone mentioned before, I think he's outperformed Van Dijk in the opening five games. I think he's been that good. Same with Trent, who's proved a lot of people wrong. When Thiago came into the team and started doing boss.
Did you think Konate was going to come into the partnership, or did you know it was going to be Matip and Van Dijk?
I know Matip is our second best centre-back. I know that for a fact. He's better than Gomez, and I don't expect a 21-year-old... he's not even a French international, just a 21-year-old centre-back to walk right in. If Matip's fit, he starts. But if not, then maybe you get Konate in there, because he's got that pace, so it suits our high line that we play as well.
Yeah. Super chat here says, James, number 20 and number 7 coming, by the way. Naby goal was better than Zidane goal against Bayern Leverkusen. I can't wait to see Messi come back. I'll have none of this woe is me attitude that every YouTube Liverpool channel has. where some fans want Liverpool to lose just to justify their moaning.
I think that's so harsh.
I think I've misunderstood the statement.
Yeah, I don't think
there.
He's talking about you. To be honest.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think that's just on Liverpool. I think that's just harsh on Liverpool fans in general. Like, when was the last time? When was the last time Liverpool have actually had a top class striker? When? And don't give me.
That's the thing. We're known for it.
Mo Salah's a striker. He's not a striker. Do you get what I'm saying?
I agree.
No, I'm not saying you don't, Redders. I'm saying, like, I think Liverpool are still lacking. Like you said, they're still lacking quality in certain areas.
Yes.
Like, all it takes is 100%. We've been saying it all summer, even last season. All it takes is one or two to go down, and boom, it happens again. Yeah, Liverpool are firing on all cylinders now, because we know that when they have their full 11 on the pitch, they can literally beat anyone and string together 4, 5, 6 games, 7 games on the spin. But when Mo Salah has an off day, or Sadio Mane has an off day, or Fabinho's out for a couple of weeks, or Hendo's out for a couple of weeks, that's when you start to see the quality dip. Do you get what I'm saying?
Scream it from the rooftops, my G. I hear you, fam. Honestly, I hear you, my guy. I hear you, bruv. I swear to God, I can't say it any better myself. I swear down. Nate, Toby, honestly. You're spitting facts, mate. You're spitting absolute facts. I agree. If you get a proper number, I said by Luis Suarez back, because we haven't replaced him since he went. We started replacing him with Mario fucking Balotelli, and that didn't work out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're not Mario, man.
I know he got that assist, didn't he? He got that assist. I know that's going to be a bit of a... He was a flop for us, Steve. Hopefully you can understand. Anyway...
Saeed had
a go at me before because we never won enough trophies. One thing that we did have enough of when I was growing up is strikers, number nines, Michael Owen, Robbie Fowler, Luis Suarez, Fernando Torres, jokes of strikers, like some of the best that this league has seen. When Luis Suarez was here, I've never saw a better individual season. I've never saw it. I don't think I'll ever see it again. Honestly, when you talk about one, even Daniel Sturridge, in his own right, who weren't even the main man, was a top-class striker. I even suggested, if you've got no dough, bring him back now, because he's a better finisher than probably anyone in that team, if you give them 100 shots. That's the one thing that we're missing, because I think the chances that Firmino misses, even though he's still a good player, if you get someone who can convert them chances, then we are a real problem. And I'm not saying sell Firmino, I'm not saying sell Mane or anyone of the sort, but give them competition. We saw what happens in other teams when you give a player a little bit of competition. It can create something really, really good amongst the squad. It's not always a bad thing. It's not always let this player go and bring one in. But that's the way we like to run. And we just haven't taken this period. We haven't taken the advantage of the fact that we've been winning trophies. And that's the one thing we've missed out on. But this season, one of them, you know what I mean? We hope for the best, you know what I'm saying? Like, dear Lord Jesus, please just get us in this title race and keep us in it, and I believe we can be. I really, really do. I think we've got more of a chance than being in the title race than City and United, and that gives me a lot of hope.
I disagree with that. I can't even lie.
Fish. Yeah, this,
wait, with City or United or both? Do you see a
City? I think City will end up finishing above Liverpool, because I just think they have a better squad that can last the majority of the season as opposed to Liverpool's. And then Man United is a weird one. I think they have too much firepower. That's the only reason why. They have too much firepower and depth, which is why I think they could also finish above Liverpool as well.
I think we've won the most games in the row. Obviously, this doesn't count as any trophies or not. But, you know, in terms of the longest winning streak, in our last, like, 17 games or whatever, basically since that bad patch, we've basically gone back to normal steps. And that bad patch was really a bad patch in terms of the amount of injuries we had. I just don't see it amounting to that much again. And like I said, when we beat teams, we beat them well. We made a few mistakes against Crystal Palace, but we were still by far the better team. We still deserve the win. There's not one game this season that I don't think we deserve the win. AC Milan, like, we conceded 2 goals. We had a little period of that game, and we rotated. So we've rotated in our last 2 games and still won them both convincingly. That, to me, shows our squad depth isn't as bad as maybe people suggest. It's a bit of a sensitive topic based on the amount of injuries we had last season. But I think people do sleep on our squad and people do sleep on our depth, and therefore they come up with the conclusion that we can't win the league. But I say allow them to do that, because that's where I think Liverpool thrive on the most. I really, really do. I think we're the much better team as the underdogs. And Chelsea have got a point to prove with the fact they've just won a Champions League. Manchester City have just won the Premier League and whatnot. We haven't won nothing. We've got a point to prove. So, you know, I really feel that that alone is going to be enough to keep us in the title race, to be dead honest. Yeah. On top of the quality.
Yeah. Lubert says, just loving the Big Six ever since I first watched it. Big up everyone. And Mr. Redmond is total entertainment. Love from Goa. And Abba says, I thought someone new joined the stream. So did I for a sec. I looked up to see who the hell was speaking. It's this James there with an accent. It's mad.
Love a little accent change, you know what I mean?
It's yeah, why not? Last and, well, aside from, well, yeah, right now, probably least, and we were 12th in the league. But we did win. Saeed, put that smile away, because we won.
No, I'm happy for you, man. I'm happy. You know
what I mean? Yeah. No, it's
like quick to smile, but it's what it is. 2-1-0 wins against two poor sides, Norwich, Burnley. But... trust me.
I love that.
I don't mind boring Arsenal. I'll take it as long as it brings back at the end of the season.
Norwich and Burnley.
Yeah.
you got to beat the teams around you, isn't it?
Toby.
It's you next.
He's salty there.
Yeah. I'm just saying Norwich and Burnley. Yeah. If I was you, I would just wind your neck in a little bit. It's Norwich and Burnley.
Hold on.
Oh.
Am I singing off the rooftop?
I don't know if Turkish was bragging there. All right, what we got here?
Explain
that
to me.
You know, he's going to be good this week, isn't it?
You know what it is? Sorry, I'm attacking you. I'm attacking you, innit? But obviously, I've just seen some of your fan base. Like, Joel tweeted something yesterday.
Yeah, I've seen Joel tweeting, but Joel's taking the piss.
I love how Arsenal are moving in silence, and then people are like, Joel's shooting the trot.
Just fan base and what expression's been saying over the last few weeks and that. Come on.
Expression's an X, innit? Like he does his thing, do you get what I'm saying? Let him lean, innit? But I'm just saying, with you, it's just relax.
I'm not gonna lie, I think they are relaxed. I don't think they're really to get into excited.
I don't know how you could be excited in 12th. It's very difficult.
Yeah, I know, that's what I was thinking.
We're excited about potentially breaking into the top 10 and suddenly. Yeah. Like, what is there to be silent about?
Yeah, I was going to say. Just let them enjoy your 3 points, Toby. Fucking hell. You know what I mean? If you can't enjoy your 3 points, then...
Let him have the pina colada. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, share it around a little bit.
Fucking hell, Toby, man.
Voice notes.
Bit of arse, that.
He sucked the life out of the conversation as well. Like,
it's mad, isn't it? The energy's crazy.
You know what it is? It's because the North London Derby's coming up and already... Do you know what I mean? Them tempers are flaring. It's going to be a very highly charged game. One of you is going to take an L because I don't see that being a draw. So I'm looking forward to that this week. But on Arsenal, look, you beat the teams that are around you. The race to 40 points, do you know what I mean? Those are the jokes that we can make here because it's not been a good start to the season. When you beat Norwich and Burnley, do you know what I mean? You have to beat these teams, do you know what I mean? And for me, the only thing with Arsenal is, again, they're probably going to go on a little run now. I don't know who they've got after Tottenham, but it's for me Brighton. Yeah, that was a very youthful team, and it's the first team that Arteta's put out in a while that I've been like, oh shit. Like, again, I don't think Arsenal's team is as bad as the table looks. They have a lot of potential players. I don't want to say high potential yet, but they have a lot of players with potential that you can coach and you can work with and improve. But their most promising players are the young ones. There's a lack of experience. There's a lack of, you know, leadership in terms of like seniority in the team. We just spoke about Thiago Silva earlier on in the show. Arsenal don't really have that. So that's where the problem lies, is that if you don't have experienced players to lead the team through hardship, through games that are difficult, and then you don't have an experienced manager either, then it's gonna go up in flames at some point, isn't it?
So. Thomas Partey and Kieran Tierney are so important. I know Tierney's not experienced in age, but in terms of leadership, maturity, and you know, being the leader we need, I think them two are key. And
when he really wants to win, doesn't he? He wants to win.
Yeah, That's the, exactly, and he leads by example, but he also leads vocally as well. It's both. He gives you both. And same with Partey. I think Partey, he was unlucky last season, but if he can find some consistency, look, even against Burnley, Partey and Tierney, they both had to come off because they can't really complete 90 minutes yet. And, you know, a year or two into both of their careers at Arsenal, you'd be hoping they can start finish 90 minutes in at least a few game weeks in a row.
Them men are soft.
Now Gabriel's back as well. Ben White actually has a chance now. Do you know what I mean? Because now that Gabriel's back, Ben White has a chance. Because before, at the start of the season, Ben White was surrounded by shit. Do you know what I mean? Whether it was Bellerin, Holding, Chambers, all this dross. But now he's actually got Gabriel. And your new brother at right back, I can't remember his name.
Tomiyasu, sorry.
He looks... Yeah.
I watched the Arsenal game. Don't ask me why I watched it, but I watched it. Gabriel, I thought he was really good. Gabriel, I like him. He's a good defender. I felt like some of your fan base were giving him some unfair stick last season when he went through a rough patch of form.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's strong in the air. I don't think he's that great in terms of ball playing, but he defends well. Do you get what I'm saying? He's a defend first type of centre back. And Tomiyasu. We spoke about this guy a couple months back for Spurs. I hadn't watched a single minute of him for Bologna, but he looked like, from what I read, he looked like he can play. And then when I was looking at some of the clips I see of him for Bologna, I'm seeing this guy left foot, right foot, can take it off plays. He's so composed.
He breaks the line with both feet.
Bro, he's so composed on the ball. Like, he's a very technically gifted centre back. And what's surprising me a little bit is like his capacity to defend, because where I hadn't watched him before and I'm only seeing comps aren't really going to show you how well he defends, but he defends, he's measured in his approach, and he looks, for me, I when we wanted him, I wanted him at centre back, and I still feel like he could be a really good centre back for Arsenal, but he's doing a job at right back now, and he started life.
And you know what? He's quietly done very well. His aerial duels, I think 5 out of 5 against Norwich is one. He's on that rough and tumble type of, you know, Premier League football if it needs be. And like you said, he breaks the lines with both feet. He's good with his left. He's good with his right. It's early days, but he does look promising. I can't lie to you.
Has he now got his team, Turkish? When you look at Arteta now,
come on.
Is it now a case of now... You know, he's finally got his team settled now. You know, can Arsenal go on a run now? You know, maybe get that top six battle. You know what I mean? Now things are looking more in favour for him. He was talking about being the best week for him. You know what I mean? A couple of weeks ago, saying it was his best week. Are we starting to see maybe a more positive outlook now on Arsenal, man? Because now they've got a team there assembled now. They've got Tomiyasu, centre-back sorted out, Partey's back in there, Aubameyang. But, you know, they're looking like they've got a good team now.
Would that positive outlook look like before we?
Why are you dissing Arsenal?
No, because we got to rein it in. Do you know what I mean? We give them credit for the win. Let's not make any projections here, because this is still Arsenal football.
It's not projections, though.
Yeah, but you're saying we can have a positive outlook on this little two wins. Fantastic.
Besides Brentford, Arsenal have technically done everything they're supposed to do. How am I taking the piss? They lost to Manchester City, which they were supposed to lose. What was the other game?
All right, but they weren't meant to get absolutely
Chelsea. Oh no, they lost to Man City and they were meant to lose. Let's look for facts.
We ain't done it the way we should be doing it, because we should be
compete.
And then Chelsea, they had mad injuries as well, though. And then Chelsea.
You can't even say this shit with a straight face. No, you know what? You're like Grizz, isn't it? You're doing this Grizz thing. Liverpool fans and sticking up for Arsenal and trying to make
I'm not from London. I don't mind Arsenal like that.
Confused.
What's Saeed saying? Saeed's getting ready to cook someone. Come on.
Oh, yeah, I cut off there by accident. Yo, listen, my thing, Matisse, was I'm not saying that, you know, Arsenal fans should get like a false dawn or anything like that. What I'm trying to say is that maybe now the excuses have to stop for Arteta now. He's got his team now.
There was excuses.
There shouldn't have been any excuses.
There should never have been excuses.
We've been saying, me and Toby have been saying this team is not as bad as it looks. Yes, it's not a top four team, or maybe not even a top six team, but you've got
a challenge.
If you put an 11 out there, Gabriel, like you said, Ben White, you know, Tierney. Obviously, they've signed a new right back, which was extremely important because Bellerin was stinking up the joint for so long. Partey is a Champions League level midfielder in that midfield. And you know, if Smith Rowe and Saka, and I think these guys need to improve on their end product. You've got potential. So we know this team is not a 20th place team, which is why Arteta's been getting the slack that he's getting the shit that he's been getting on this show, because he's not performing well enough with this team. The only guys making excuses for Arteta is has been Grizz and sometimes Steve, but even they've stopped because they know.
He has no excuses.
They've got now something to build on now. They've got like a team now where they're looking, Tommy has to be looking solid. They've got Partey back in there.
Saeed, you know what I mean? Like, what you say there, yeah, the last two games, yeah, against Norwich and Burnley, yeah, performance is not good enough. But when I look at the starting 11, I don't blame any of them for mistakes in the last 2 years, for the decline of Arsenal Football Club. There hasn't been a Xhaka in there. There hasn't been a Bellerin, a Mustafi, a Ozil. It was all players I can fully get behind and hope for the best.
Wait till next week. Jack will come straight back in that team, bro.
That's the problem. That's the problem, my guy. But you see Arteta, because he keeps on getting chances, if Arteta now goes into Tottenham, doesn't put Xhaka back in, goes with a similar lineup, beats Tottenham, and then goes and beats Brighton away before the next international break, then maybe you can talk about this is now his team. And he's doing what he wanted to do all along.
It's Arteta business, bruv. It's Arteta business.
It's way too early to say after two games against Norwich and Burnley, 1-0, that this is what Arteta has been waiting for this whole time. Because he should have been sacked twice already.
Yeah. I wouldn't even lie to you. I think he's such a shit manager. Like, he's so shit. He's such a shit manager. You don't create... it's just so bad. Your build-up is poor. Even defensively, like, yes, there's been improvements, but you're playing Burnley and Norwich. It's like, when you play the real teams, your backside's getting bust open, right? You're just a poor side. You're a poor side with him as your manager. You're a poor side.
But okay, Toby.
And this is me saying that, knowing that you lot will probably beat us on Sunday. It's still a poor side. Toby,
from your view, obviously, probably, a different manager with our current team and our lineup, are you thinking different then, or do you think it's the players still as well as the manager?
It's always been the manager and the players, but the manager's impact on your squad is there to see. Like, you are horrible when it comes to watching you lot play football. You are horrible when it comes to chance creation. You are horrible when it comes to ball progression. These are things that can definitely be improved with the players you have at your disposal. Like, he's a terrible manager. Terrible.
Yeah,
manager.
I'm not going to lie. His decision-making's dodgy as well. Like, even letting Guendouzi and Saliba and these likes go, I do think that it's going to bite him in the arse at some point. I know you'll have that excuse that he's assembling his team, but I said it to Saeed before. It's not about, you know, just winning games that you should win. It's about the way that you win them. And if you did win 1-0 in your last two games and you've done it convincingly, sound, but it was still a bit of a task. And that's why it is a bit of a daunting thought, I think. Because what is good for Arsenal? You know what I mean? That's really what you've got. You've got to... Do you have to reassess your expectations and then judge Arteta off that? Because we associate Arsenal with a top-six finish. But the past two seasons, they haven't finished top six. So what is it this season? Is it top half?
The way I look at it, James, is the second full season, 200 million spent, 8 new contracts handed out. This season is the season for Arteta. Saeed's right. There's no excuses, but there never has been. There's been reasons people have found to give him a smoother ride over. You get what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
I just feel like it's hard for United and Arsenal fans at the minute because, you know, they've got a good team, but then everyone kind of doubts where they're going to go. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of them, isn't it? You guys got the three best managers. And Arsenal United just don't want to get the best managers available. So, hence, we're always going to be doubted. You know, just, that's the way how it goes, isn't it?
If, for me, if he doesn't finish top six, he should be sacked. Because you've got you've got a whole lineup that you've created. You can fill the lineup of players that you've signed. You've had money spent. You've picked and choose with the contracts renewal, like you've said, because you've been working with Edu, and I'm told that, you know, from what everybody's been saying, he's got some sort of involvement with the decision making, a lot of involvement. You're in multiple seasons deep now, and you've got no European football. You've got a whole week to work with these players. No traveling on planes, no recovery, none of that stuff that Leicester have to deal with, that all the other teams that have to deal with, that even Tottenham have to deal with, you know, and you're still not finishing top six with all those pluses. Nah, no, you have to get sacked.
The target, even though Edu come out and said there's no targets, the target after spending 150 mil and finishing eighth last year is top six. I'm not having anything else. And you know what? It's come to an hour and a half as well. So I do want to call it, you know, a night. We just got to bring the prediction table up as well before we go. This was it last week, and there's been a little change. Grizz,
fucking go ahead, Grizz, lads.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man.
What, Steve? What's going on there, broski?
I was a goal away from a correct score in the Chelsea game.
I was a goal away.
What did you say, Steve?
I said I'm going to make a late dash for the title near the end.
Love that. 10 points behind him.
I was winning it all last season. To the last
10 points behind in September. The table's flipped because Grizz was bottom, Steve was top, I was pretty much near bottom as well. So this table's flipped.
Wait, there was Grizz at the bottom last season? That's what I remember.
Yeah, that's right.
He made a few transfers and now his team's better. You know what I mean? Liverpool should actually take notes.
Steve's having that chilling. He's having a red head, man. What's going on?
I know Steve don't fuck with cheating with hot food as well, so that would be too fun. Now, people, listen, Steve, Saeed, Matisse, Tobes, as always, love you, man, for coming on. James, special debut there. You'll be back again on Friday, yeah?
Love that. 100%, 100%. Thank you for having us on, boys. Being a great show. Shout out to everyone in the chat as well.
Come on, and you've got a lot of love in the chat as well. People, just one more reminder, there's still 4,300 in the description below, the official Big Six channel. Subscribe. James, Tobes, Matisse, Saeed, and Steve's channels all there. And Skullfuggery's channel is also there. I know he's cooking away in the background, so soon I'm sure we'll be coming up with some more clips and whatnot. But as
man, you might need to open up, man. Open up, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's told him, man. Open up. Say some wild shit, man.
You're lucky you wasn't here Friday. You might have opened up, innit?
I've got nothing wild to say. My team's doing bits right now. Wait until something happens and then
I'm going to see what happens.
Huh? What'd you say, Toby?
And now I'm talking to Saeed. What do you want
I'm
me
just
to
saying,
say?
Man. You know what I mean? Skullfrogger needs some jobs today, man. You know what I mean?
Don't even like, it's only me. It's only me. If someone on the line gets clipped.
Tell him to clip up you on the catwalk last week with Libs.
I'm in prime time, Toby. You know, if you want to shout me for a little role in that in James Bond, let me know, man.
Come on, Jay.
I'm good, you know.
No more. Oh, yeah. Last thing, people, because I did get a question about in the chat. What's Steve and Tobes wearing? Terrace Cult. That's Steve's brand, terracecult.com. If you don't know, go over there. They got a lot of nice gear, jackets, hats, tracksuits, you know, the lot, T-shirts, everything. So go over there and support, because that's part of us. That's part of the family, the Big Six family. Love for the love, people. We'll be back Friday, 10 p.m. So make sure you're there. Notifications on, subscribe. Peace and love, people. See you then.